fallout continues today in the sports and political worlds after President Trump's tweets and comments over the weekend. The president said NFL players who take a knee during the national anthem or sit it out should be fired or suspended. He also called them SOBs. Joining us for more are ESPN reporter Michelle Steele, who is in Phoenix for the Monday night football game tonight. Hi, Michelle.
Hey, Jeremy.
And Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic. He's in New York. Hi, Derek.
Hello, Jeremy.
And Michelle, I want to start with you. We heard and saw reaction across the NFL yesterday. I want to listen here to some tape from Dolphins safety Michael Thomas being interviewed in the locker room yesterday. And a warning to listeners, this includes some language that the president used but might be offensive. Here he is.
It just amazes me with everything else that's going on in this world, especially involving the U.S. That's what you're concerned about, my man. You're the leader of the free world. This is what you're talking about. So it, as a man, as a father, as an African-American man, as somebody in the NFL, as one of those sons of bitches, you know, like, yeah, I took it personally. But at the same time, like I said in my Twitter post, it's bigger than me, man.
He then went on to get a bit choked up. Give us a sense, Michelle, of what we saw over the weekend from players across the NFL.
Yeah, this was incredibly personal for the players, Jeremy. You know, what we saw and heard over the weekend was just unprecedented. One, throughout these protests, which, and I believe, by the way, this is a very important distinction to make, happened during the anthem but are not protesting the anthem. Prior to this weekend, you could say players who were kneeling were on one side and ownership was kind of on the other until this Sunday. Not one owner had put out a statement publicly advocating for their players' rights to peacefully protest. And you know what? That all changed yesterday. Some owners, like Mark Davis of the Raiders, saying he had totally changed his policy on the protest, that he could no longer in good conscience ask his players not to protest in uniform. You know, you saw owners linking arms with their players in a sign of unity. Some teams, like the Titans, the Seahawks, and the Steelers, decided not to even subject their players to scrutiny on the sideline from fans or from cameras, and they stayed in the locker room altogether. I have never seen that in all my years covering football. You know, the bottom line here is that the NFL is standing up, so to speak, I guess you could say, to the president, asking them to discipline players who sit or kneel. They are not going to go there. They're not going to do what Trump is asking them to do. You know, we are really living in unprecedented times, Jeremy, where everything is being politicized. Everything is being spun, and sports is the latest target. And the NFL, at least this weekend, is putting out the message it does not want to be divided along these lines.
Well, and one of the most surprising statements that I saw yesterday was from the Patriots chairman and CEO Robert Kraft, Derek, who is a good friend of President Trump's. And he came out and said he didn't like the president's comments.
Kraft, a good friend of Trump, said that he was against the comments. Tom Brady, another friend of Donald Trump, said the comments were, quote, very divisive. It's remarkable the degree to which Trump's statement has turned into an accidental force of unity among football teams. I don't mean unity nationwide. There is still a lot of, I think, public disagreement about whether or not these players should be protesting. But among the teams, it's remarkable, especially considering the fact that most owners are Republicans. And several of them donated millions of dollars cumulatively to the Trump campaign. And right there they were, many of them, standing on the sidelines, arm in arm with their players. Even Roger Goodell, the famously reticent commissioner of the NFL, put out a statement condemning Trump's comments. I do not want to pretend that the entire country are behind these football protests now, but it is remarkable the degree to which Colin Kaepernick, a year ago, then a backup quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers, taking a knee and taking a seat during the national anthem, was a seed that bloomed into what is now unequivocally a national movement.
And this goes beyond the NFL. Michelle, on Friday, there was also a back and forth between the president and Steph Curry of the Golden State Warriors about whether the team would go to the White House to celebrate their NBA championship. Trump tweeted, Stephen Curry is hesitating, therefore invitation is withdrawn. And then LeBron James jumped in with a response against the president, a tweet, and then this in a video.
We all know how much sports brings us together. How much passion it has, how much we love and care, and, you know, the friendships and everything that it creates. And for him to try to use this platform to divide us even more, It's not something I can stand for, and it's not something I can be quiet about.
Michelle, what do you make of that? This is somebody who some people believe may run for office at some point, LeBron James. but what do you think of what's happened between the president and the NBA?
Yeah, it is absolutely another unprecedented thing that we are seeing over the weekend, the president deciding to essentially pick a fight, let's call it, with not just the NFL, the richest, most popular league in this country, but the NBA, you could say the second most popular league in this country. And don't forget college basketball, the UNC basketball team also saying they're not going to the White House to celebrate their championship either. Now, every single league, Jeremy, is going to have to make a choice here, right? The White House championship visit used to be such a benign gesture. I mean, it was a photo op times 10. It was picture day at school. The president got a jersey. It was a feel-good event all around. And athletes have always been political, obviously. Babe Ruth, you know, endorsing Al Smith, Muhammad Ali. Politicians have not used sports as a wedge, and that's what we're seeing. I can tell you that in the NBA, they are extremely frustrated with the kind of rhetoric that they've heard, not just over the weekend, but in the last year or so. And my question going forward, as far as the NFL is concerned, is will this ironically be the thing that gets Colin Kaepernick actually closer to getting a job again? Now that owners and players are unified over peaceful protests, maybe the stigma has been lessened for a team that could eventually sign him. I can tell you right now, Colin Kaepernick doesn't just have a lot of support within NFL locker rooms, but NBA locker rooms and many players across several leagues.
Derek, this is definitely something that has to do with free speech and the right to protest. But also, we should note that the people that President Trump has been attacking are African-American players. Is this about race? The president says it's not about race.
Oh, boy. Is it about race? My short answer is yes, of course it's about race. I think it's impossible to analyze this presidency without the factor of race. The president became a political celebrity on the back of a campaign questioning the legitimacy of the first black president. I mean, there you have it. His presidency is forged in racial divisions. And to take the issue of race one step further, you know, it's not unprecedented for athletes, as Michelle said, and particularly black athletes, to use their celebrity as a platform for protest. Ali did it with the Vietnam War. Track stars Tommy Smith, John Carlos bowed their heads and held up their fists at the 1968 Mexico City Olympics. And, you know, to editorialize briefly on this point, it's commonly said that athletes and entertainers should stay in their lane. But in a country where black Americans are so underrepresented across the corporate and political structure, sports is sometimes the most public platform for black celebrities to make political points. And historically, presidents have essentially allowed this by demurring. When Ali criticized the Vietnam War, when Tommy Smith and Carlos protested at the Olympics, what did President Johnson say? Nothing. He said nothing, as Jim Fallows reported in The Atlantic. And so what Trump is doing, I'm sorry to use this word again, but it's the only one to use, is unprecedented.
Michelle, let me just finally go back to you and ask what you're expecting. You're in Phoenix for the Monday Night Football game tonight. Are we going to continue to see these protests day after day when there are games?
Yeah, you know what's interesting here, Jeremy, is that last weekend, just six players per the AP sat or kneeled during the anthem. And this Sunday, just about 200 protested. So talk about a sea change there. You know, my take is if the president does continue to double or triple down on threats to the league, I think that you will see the protests continue. As far as Monday Night Football is concerned, ESPN is going to show the anthem. Normally, the game broadcast does not do this, but I can tell you that the Cowboys and the Cardinals did meet as separate teams on Saturday and Sunday over the weekend. And I would expect some kind of message to be sent tonight, though it is worth noting that Jerry Jones is one of just two owners in the entire NFL. The other one is Jerry Richardson from the Panthers, who did not publicly address Trump's comments.
That's ESPN reporter Michelle Steele joining us from Phoenix and Derek Thompson of The Atlantic in New York. Derek, thanks. And Michelle, thanks to you.
Thank you.